Blog Talk Radio. Non-stop bully.
Now tune in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you too deep.
Sean Ross.
And you too deep.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi, stand up.
Hey. Y'all tuned to the real Sean Ross. But before I do anything,
you're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B, or its affiliates.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And I am so blessed we have this show right here is going to be, it's just going to be off the chain. And I got this is a special edition, Jimmy Lee Uncut. And I also want to give a shout out to one of dear friends. She just stopped by to say hello. And I got to pay her homage. She is Miss Central State. She is a beacon of light. Whatever she touches turns to gold. I got to give it up to my sister till she's 101 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Omarosa in the building on the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. What's up, Omarosa?
Hey, Sean MacDaddy Ross. You are a legend at Central State University. They should have a statue built in your honor. They have to put it right outside the breezeway, though, because that's where you used to hang.
Oh, and since I got you on the phone too, I want you in here while give a shout out to the rest of these other marauders that are on the line all the way from Chicago. Recovering himself, Mr. Jimmy Lee Tillman II. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Jimmy Lee Tillman, how you doing, sir?
What's going on, Mac Daddy Ross? But listen, I'm telling you, since you had your little theme song on my show, it's only appropriate after my theme song on your show for a second. Everybody, shout out to Alcohol Crew.
We got Dwayne Klopp, Fruity Sifter, and Jim Lee. Out cold brothers doing out cold.
Club headquarters, 762. After the first summer, we started something new. And right around the corner was the House of Love 2. Had the Taco Bell hooked up, UDF, KFC. And ready to drive through Friday night. Ooh-wee. Fought like brothers, that's how it had to be. And now for cabarets, man, we getting in free. When I'm cold, I'm in, and y'all stand up. When it's time to roll, we all man up. They knew us in the union, they knew us in the X. When you heard out cold, you knew it was coming next. Malt liquor tipping, cognac sipping, hustle money flipping, old school whip whipping, all out till we fall out. Get more than you did, get in when you fit in, get down like you did. Got Twain, Clock, Footy, Sip, Flint, and Jim Lee. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. The Hill, K, Rob, Ty, Allen, Big B. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Sterl, Nick, BD, Fred, Lemon, A-G. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Big Jake, Chevette, Tone, Brett, and Milky. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. We a little bit better now. Tougher than leather now. Out cold, ink, baby, all in together now. Chi-Town, Naptown, Philly, the D. Akron, Cleveland, the R-O-C. Brooklyn, Saginaw, CO, and Flick. It ain't where you're from, it's where you went. And I went to where the yard was the hardest. CSU, the mighty Marauders. A few new builds, a couple new names, but they still getting down with the reindeer games. Candlelight service couldn't touch my flame. From the Gardens to Galloway, it's still all the same. Remember Ben Jordan and my man Dave Newton. Dre and JR, I know you up there trooping. Till the next time I see you and we meet at the gate, it's for God, it's for Central, for State. I'm cold. Hey, yo, yo, stay sweet.
Wow, you just brought me all the way back. Omarosa, did you hear that? Central State University is in the building. Alco. Let me give a shout out to Jimmy Lee to Alco. Alco. We got another Marauder on the phone. Mr. Aaron Zachary is in the building. What's going on? Oh, we got Evan on Marauders are in the building. What's up, Mr. Zachary? He's in the building. Yeah, this is a Central State reunion. Yes, yes. And also
I know I took up a lot of y'all time with the alcohol proof theme song. I'm here representing the black, we got a little black voice of Trump. I was about to run for you. But
it's always a pledge.
All right.
Lisa Story, you're in the building? All the way from LA? All right. Now, Omarosa, just want to say, time out. I know you told me you got to run. You got something going on, but I want to thank you. Anytime you want to come to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, you know you got it. You got it. We love you. We appreciate you in every aspect. And thank you for checking in.
With all the Marauders and just feeling the love. And I love the theme song, especially when it ended with For God, For Central, For State. That's my kind of jam.
Hey, that's right. And so you know, I'm going to make sure that the producers get with you to make sure that we get you back here, because I need you to have your own hour. I mean, I'm just trying. This is a special edition, CSU edition. I got more Marauders going to be checking in during the course of the day, but I just had to start with one of the queens of Central State, you and Ebony. I mean, hey, that part, that way. So,
hey, Ebony.
Definitely
connect with me. I can't wait to do my hour with you because, you know, once we get talking, it could be 2, 3, 4 hours. But shout out to everyone, particularly my Marauders and everyone back at home in Ohio. And I'm going to run, Sean. Congratulations. And I'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Love you, girl. Be good. Roo, roo.
All right.
Wow, bow, wow. Yippee, yo, yippee. Thank you. All right, y'all. We got a lot to talk about today. We ain't going to waste no time. Lisa Stewart, let me share my co-host, because we're going to pitch you in the hot seat. Lisa Stewart, are you there?
I'm in the building. Hello, everybody.
All right. How you doing? I know you've been ripping and running all day. We're going to find the mask. We're going to talk about COVID-19, y'all. We're going to really talk about COVID-19 and get into some real dynamics of COVID-19. And, I mean, it's just a lot to get into today. So we ain't going to waste no time. This is a special edition. Jimmy Lee Uncut with Mr. Zachary, Lisa Storch, Sean Ross. I got a little glow coming in. I mean, hey, you never know who might tune in. And the Real Sean Ross Show. I also have our other correspondent, Arlene, will be jumping in. All right. I believe they are in the building. So, with no further ado, Mr. Zachary, how are you doing, sir?
I'm well, Ross, and how's everyone this evening?
Zachary. Yeah, Jim Lee. So we're going to have it's going to be interesting. Now, when we go into talk about certain, we want to respect everybody's opinion. And so when I throw it to you, I'm in 2 minutes. It's going to just handle like this, just a regular debate, and I'll be moderating until Lil Glow gets some from extravagance.
They want Jimmy Lee. They want Jimmy Lee.
They want Jimmy Lee.
They want Jimmy Lee. Listen,
you know
so
they
long.
Want Jimmy Lee. We want Jimmy Lee uncut.
America's number one. They want America's number one conservative hip-hop black Republican. That's what they want. They want the first black hip-hop conservative Republican from CSU that's holding it down. I know what they want. They want to know why Jimmy messed with Trump.
Exactly why.
Black stuff that I just want to listen. Get the gloves ready. Get the guns ready. I told you I want the smoke.
Let's get the guns.
So listen, it can be uncut.
I need
Ebony. Throw the rock. Throw the bamboo.
Okay, and we're going to give America, on the Real Sean Ross Show, we give America what America wants. So with no further ado, Ebony, can you cue up that little information? I need to hear that little information piece, you know, so I can really get into the basis of Jimmy Lee Tillman Uncut.
Hi. I'm T.W. Shannon, and I'm here to tell you about a few things the mainstream media doesn't like to talk about. It's a safe bet that if something makes President Trump look good, you won't read about it in the New York Times or see it on the evening news. Thankfully for us, we don't need the media to tell us what we already know. Families all across America feel the positive effects of the Trump administration policies every single day. Now, nowhere is that more true than in Black America, where President Trump's leadership has created a black economic boom. The most recent economic data says it all. The black unemployment rate is at historic lows. Only 6% of African American workers are unemployed. During the Obama administration, the average black unemployment rate was more than double what it is today. I've always said the best social program in the world is a good paying job. Well, the number of black Americans who now have a job has increased by over 1 million since President Trump took office. The black poverty rate is currently at a record low, and incomes are up for black households. Friends, we can count the jobs and we can crunch the numbers, but we can never truly measure what this means for millions of black Americans who are living a new life of hope and purpose thanks to the Trump economy. More jobs for black workers isn't the only presidential accomplishment being ignored by the mainstream media. But again, the ones benefiting from the policies don't need to be told about it. In this case, the black students who are finally getting the quality education they deserve are living it every day. A quality education is one of the best things anyone can have if they want to avoid poverty and land a good paying job. President Trump knows this all too well, which is why he has made it a priority to invest in educational opportunity for black students. Now, he's doing that at the grade school level with his support of charter schools and school choice, and he's investing in higher education for black students through his support of America's historically black colleges and universities. President Trump believes your zip code should not determine your future. He's called on Congress to pass school choice legislation so no child is trapped in a failing school. And he signed legislation to increase school choice funding by $42 million. For higher education, President Trump approved a 14% increase in federal funding for historically black colleges and universities. That's $360 million in new funding, more than any other president in history. He is also the first president to sign an executive order housing the White House initiative on HBCUs within the executive office of the president. When President Trump learned that more than 40 faith-based, historically black colleges and universities were being discriminated against by a funding ban, his administration took action. The Department of Justice declared such discrimination to be unconstitutional. Now, these schools can access the full range of federal funding and support they deserve, which, of course, benefits the many black students who are enrolled there. Giving young black students a chance for a brighter future is one of the finest accomplishments, not just of this president, but of any president. At the same time, many say it's easy to invest in black youth. After all, who wouldn't want to support school children and college students? This president doesn't just do what's easy.
Muted.
He also works hard to accomplish what's never been done before. That's how we got criminal justice reform. President Trump urged Democrats and Republicans in Congress to pass criminal justice reform so he could sign it into law. With broad bipartisan support, the president signed into law the historic First Step Act. This landmark legislation gives hope and opportunity to a segment of black Americans who much of society had given up on. Not President Trump. He believes that every American should be given opportunity and hope. He believes the justice system should be fair and impartial, regardless of what color the defendant might be. Since the First Step Act was signed into law, 90% of those who have had their sentences reduced are black. Thanks to his leadership, black America is more prosperous than ever before. If President Trump can show us these kinds of results in his first term, just imagine what he can do with four more years. We are not talking about 4 years of platitudes and status quo, but four more great years of the real fruit of change and opportunity. Now, everything I've shared and President Trump's administration has delivered on has been based on policies that work and outcomes that are real. Now, the media would have you believe that the sky is falling, when the reality is the only thing that's falling are the Democrat candidates' words. They are falling on deaf ears because the American people are tired of all the complaining, and they're tired of the whining and the fake news. The media is trying to high-pressure sell it, but we aren't buying it. I'm here to tell you the sky isn't falling. As a matter of fact, things are rising in America. The economy is rising, President Trump's approval ratings are rising, and for the first time in a long time, opportunities for black Americans and their families are on the rise as well. Booker T. Washington had it right when he said it this way: no race can prosper till it learns that there is as much dignity in tilling a field as in writing a poem. We will continue to till the fields of life with dignity and hard work and continue to write this life poem that illustrates how far we've come and, most importantly, how far we are going. With President Trump's proven track record, we are marching towards a black America that's at the table with open eyes, open ears, and open hearts. A black America that is open to never forgetting the faith that the dark past has taught us, while taking a long, hard look at the hope that the present has brought us.
Unmuted.
But most important, a black America that is pointing towards a bright and great future for our kids and grandkids. I look forward to the next 4 years of President Trump's leadership and vision to keep America great. Thank you, and God bless.
All right, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Okay, Jimmy Lee. Jimmy Lee.
It's just a something happening right there. Now, I know, Ross, I know a lot of people still going to be hating on Trump, what have you. But that's law, those facts, that's reality. We can debate on why everybody don't like those things. If you're going to argue with me why those things are wrong, why we shouldn't have those things. We can start an argument with that. If you're going to argue with Trump ain't did nothing with black folks.
No, it's not an argument. It's going to be a debate. It's a debate. So I would like to bring Mr. Zachary to the table. And basically from what you heard, Mr. Zachary, what is your thoughts and beliefs in reference what Jimmy Lee is defending and supporting?
Well, I'll tell you my thoughts, and they're pretty clear. Snake oil was being sold in the 1800s, and snake oil is still being sold. All right? And I'll tell you why. Those numbers that narration gave were proof that the American public, i.e. The topic we're talking about tonight, especially the black American public, has been woefully ill-informed for quite a while. And not to negate Mr. Tillman's point, but just to point out a few facts. When you talk about black prosperity, let's talk about the fact that since black jobs and black unemployment are so high, why is the average black family still, on average, earning 71 cents to the dollar of their white counterparts? So if you talk about advancement, let's make sure it's equitable advancement. Let's not talk about advancement if we don't bring it all to the table. Now, here's the other point that I've got with this spin machine that Mr. Trump and company have put together. It was all sold on media. You talk about the fake media, but you use that very instrument in order to divide and discern the people's information. Now, what I say to Mr. Tillman and any other Republican, I have no problem if your arguments have legitimate merit. They, in fact, do not. When you talk about the Department of Justice, let's talk about the DOJ for a minute. That was one Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. If I'm not mistaken, Jeff Sessions actually prosecuted three civil rights workers in Alabama, a direct son of the Confederacy, if I'm not mistaken, if my history serves me correctly. And then he took and put William Barr in his place, if I'm not mistaken, to protect himself from impeachment. And if we bring it all the way to COVID-19, so we can get back to that in a moment, but we bring it to COVID-19, ignored any and every sign of this pandemic that we're in right now. So when you talk about pandering to the black community, the First Step Act, there was criminal legislation on the books for years. There was legislation put on the books for years to equal the justice system in America, to make it, give us some kind of equality. It was voted down by Republicans and Democrats. So I don't want you to think that for some reason Donald Trump, Barack Obama, or any other administration has been just this great savior to the black community, because you don't have the numbers to bear that out. Again, if you give me $1 but you give my white counterpart $7, that's not progress. To go back to Malcolm X, if you put a knife in my back 9 or 10 inches and you take it out free, that's not progress. So I don't have any problems with your politics as long as you're going to bring facts. Don't put it on the lamestream media, because facts are very stubborn things. They won't go anywhere. And one thing I learned about the truth, it won't lend itself to any side of an argument. It's not designed to be convenient, but it is what it is. It's the truth.
Okay. Okay, and Mr. Tillman, may I have a rebuttal from you?
Yes, sir. Okay, let me go ahead and throw it like that. It's very convenient. This is not no arm shot to my brother, because I appreciate his polite articulation of the debate, because people don't know that black men can argue. Just to argue don't mean you can go at each other's throats, and it's great that we can be on here saying that. But let's go on Jeff Sessions. We can still talk about these things that you said. Wow, that was a tear-jerking moment. But I know I was crying my tears out when Trayvon Martin got shot, and nothing happened about that. Matter of fact, under the Barack Obama administration, I watched Eric Garner get choked on the street live on tape. Nothing happened to those cops. But I ain't going to say that black lives don't matter, Trump lies, because I just played you the things that he's trying to do for black America. I'm just saying past administration. Now, I'm not sitting here trying to convert nobody. And what I play for is laws. Laws, not no platitude, not no ideas. Correct. Yeah, the criminal justice law was on the books for years. And it took Donald Trump to say, let me pass it. You got to say, give him credit for that. We can go on there. Now, if you want to say $70, 70 cents to $1 before he got in there, what, 50 cents to a dollar?
Those are facts.
Before, I'm saying, before he got in there, what, I'm not disagreeing. Hold up. That's not disagreement. Before he got in there, was it 70 cents to a dollar, or did it just increase the 70 cents to a dollar? It's about the increase, not the stagnation. You look at progress, not stagnation. All I'm saying is look at your increase. If you're working right now, if you worked 5 years ago, you just taking your check home saying, who the hell is FICA? You got a check right now, fuck this no more. You got more money in your pockets. That's the reality of the game. You go outside, you put gas in your tank, gas prices is low. Okay. That's the reality of the game. If you want your black
money, the reality of the game, you got cheap gas right now, because the Saudis and the Russians actually had an oil war. Okay, but you said cheap gas.
Oh,
debt.
Mr. Zachary.
So
great.
Cheap gas. Let's talk about cheap gas.
Great. That's great. Listen, that's great. But are you benefiting from it? Are you benefiting from it? If you're not benefiting from it, then I can understand that. But if you're benefiting from it, you should complain. You can sit and argue
you're
about how much you're benefiting from it.
You don't even have the ability to move around
about
on
benefit,
the cheap gas.
It's about benefit and savings, my man. Listen. Here in this capitalistic society, it's not about losing. It's about winning. It's about saving and earning, not giving away. Now, if
when you're on the quarantine and you can't move,
right now you're benefiting from low gas. You benefit from the tax breaks you're getting. You're benefiting from it. Matter of fact, you get you stayed at home. You still got some money. You're benefiting. We can complain and complain, but I'm saying, look
no,
at
no,
the
no, I'm not complaining, because everything
not
that got sent out in the mail has
look
to be paid for
pocket.
Later on, right? It's not free money. They didn't print it out of thin air. That money has to be paid for.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
The same money
that has to be paid
because
for.
Because now,
who's
I'm
complaining
not mistaken,
when they gave
small
the
government conservatives
I'm not
don't believe
in
issuing out that kind of money. Historically.
Listen, I'm agreeing.
The Republican conservative movement does not even believe in a large government apparatus. And now all of a sudden that the economy is in a tailspin and that the economy is going to hell in a handbasket because of bad policies, now they believe in big government. Only when we need a big government.
Relax.
Oh, I don't need to relax,
listen,
kind sir.
Listen,
in command of a set of facts.
We're in the now. We're living in the now. You live for
right
now.
Right now.
And if you believe in it right now, and you're benefiting right, son, not a black man. You're benefiting right now. You're complaining about yesterday. I'm talking about you're benefiting right now from.
No.
You
want to
go back
about
yesterday?
Gentlemen,
so we don't talk. Help me, Jimmy. So we don't talk over. Let's respect. We'll do the minute, then we'll do the rebuttal, so we can keep on point. And then we still have to, insert and pay the bills.
Right.
Get these commercial spots on. So
cool.
Then I have a couple of people may have some questions. All right. Yeah. Go ahead, Jimmy. Take 30 seconds.
Right,
then
I hear you. Listen, all I'm saying is this, in all respect, we can complain about what happened yesterday, what happened. But all I'm saying is, look what's happening right now. You take advantage of things that are happening right now. People cry because they missed out on the dot-com bubble. People mad because they missed out on the housing bubble. Now, would you miss out on the black bubble? Right now, you take advantage of things right now. Don't complain. Look at your pockets. Look at your money. Listen, you're getting money, you're complaining. I'm not saying love Trump. You take advantage of the situation. No matter who the master in the White House is, we've been under their thumb since we came over here on a slave ship. You look at the advantage of our progress. If you want to be historical about it, look at the progress of black people under administration. And you look at your progress. Skip who's in. Yeah, I don't like Trump, but what are you benefiting from it? Right now, if you went to Wilberforce University, you can get some of this black college money, which you can get pretty busy for. Right now, if your school was closing, you had a debt, it's erased. That's black people. Black education is the key to black power, and we cannot shut our nose to black education. And I mean, and why not get rid of all these chemicals that take these high tech jobs and all our sons and daughters come out of these colleges majoring those majors right there also? And these people standing there, old standing immigrants, a lot of children can't get no job. You got to look at the benefits.
Okay,
get
Jim,
the hate.
Time, Jimmy. Okay, rebuttal, Mr. Goldstick. I'm going to take a commercial break. Yeah, I got it. Not a commercial break. I got to take y'all back down memory lane. All right, Gosek, you got a rebuttal to that?
I do. Here's my thing, Jim. What I'm going to say is when you say look at right now and look at the tax benefit, first and foremost, Paul Ryan signed the tax bill. They gave it to Donald Trump. They ran it because he had both chambers, the same way Obama got Obamacare through, right? Anytime you got the upper and the lower chambers, I do understand the body politic, you can push any legislation through. He pushed the bill through. He got the hell out of town. And what ended up happening was that the mortgage credit and a lot of other things that working Americans had worked so hard for was taken off the bill. Now, if you make over $1 million, yeah, that's cool. But now if you talk about what happened then and now, let's talk about the situation in the Parchment Prison in Mississippi. If you wanted to go back to Trayvon and we don't want to talk about yesteryear is what you told me, right? Then let's talk about the situation in Mississippi. I didn't see the Justice Department running down there anytime soon. I saw Yo Gotti and Jay-Z down there addressing that situation. But again, we're talking about today. We're talking about right now. And if we talk about the price of the pump, I want to say again, this is not old news. This is new news. About a month and a half ago, Saudi Arabia, the kingdom, Riyadh, one of the founding members of OPEC, they had a hell of a war with Russia when it was time to come back to the board and determine the price of oil per barrel. Now, what they didn't anticipate was the coronavirus screwing them out of that, right? So who's taking the biggest hit right now? The United States shale industry. Because the X factor was the coronavirus. We're not getting cheap prices for gas because of this administration. We're getting cheap prices at the pump right now because they did not foresee. Yeah, what?
Fracking.
I'm sorry?
See, there's a new wave of drilling for oil called fracking. and with the pipeline, with the pipeline,
what I'm saying is this right here. Saudi Arabia,
we've been not depending on oil from Saudi Arabia, we've been fracking.
No, man. That's why, which is the very reason why for the first time in the history of this republic, oil was selling just the other day at a net negative. So if you speak to the price of West Texas crude, if you speak to the price of West Texas Intermediate crude, it was trading the other day at a negative $36 a barrel, if I'm not mistaken.
Because I think that was right. I think that documentation is right.
Listen, whatever you say, gas under $2.
Whatever I say, okay, here's the thing about it.
Gas
who can enjoy the gas right now if you're not allowed out of the house?
Gas under $2, people are happy, man. Listen,
where
you might
allowed
be
to go?
You might be mad.
Where are you
allowed
to go? I'm not angry.
I'm not angry, but
where are you allowed to go? Where are you allowed to go?
Hey, people are benefiting from it, dude. People are happy to get gas.
Where are you
cheap,
allowed
people
to go with this gasoline? With this cheap gas, and you got an airline industry that's flying at about 5% capacity
man,
right now. Where is anyone allowed to go?
Hey, that's more money I can spend my kids. I can go places now. I got more money in my pocket.
Where are you
listen,
going?
Man.
Where are you going? Are you
so let me ask this question. Gentlemen, Mr. Zachary.
I have more money.
Mamie's going to kill me because she told me. Excuse me, gentlemen.
If you want to save your money,
Mr. Tillman. Mr. Tillman, sir.
That's all I'm saying.
Mr. Zachary.
Counting and swapping. Them the only two things you've ever printed.
I love this.
Counting and swapping. What else do you do with a dollar bill? You count it and you trade it. At the end of the day, you can't save it and build a house with it. You're going to count it and you're going to trade it with somebody else for goods and or services. That's the only two purposes money was
you're
ever
angry,
created
man.
For.
Listen,
I'm not angry.
You're
I'm
mad
giving you facts.
Everybody's spending money and getting money, aren't you? You're mad because you're making money, aren't you?
Where?
You're mad because there's money.
Where are they spending
going,
it?
Man,
are they spending it?
No reason.
Where are they spending the money? If I'm not mistaken, they are not spending it.
Gentlemen, hold on. I need everybody to hold on 1 second, y'all. I just need both Mr. Zachary, Mr. Tillman,
yeah.
hold on 1 second. Just so because, you know, we have a lot of listeners, and I got to make a report that we are on Android. We are on Roku. We're on Apple TV. We're on Blog Talk Radio. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to announce that this show is now available on your Android device and also on your iPhone device. And, you know, we got some good dialect going, but at this time we got to take a little commercial break. And when I come back, I got a couple other people on the line. I want to give a shout out to Andrea. She's in the building holding on in there all the way from the West Coast. And a couple other people may have a couple questions for you. So I just want to take a commercial break, get our thoughts together, and we're going to come back. I want to thank Mr. Zachary, and we got Jimmy Lee Uncut. It's going down, y'all. It's going down, y'all. The ratings are going through the roof right now. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Here we go, y'all. I want y'all, you know, just take a second. I want Ebony to come back in and tell me what this means to her. I mean, yeah, y'all got Lisa. Lisa, she's just shell-shocked. She ain't said a word. She's like, wow. Y'all gentlemen jumping so much knowledge that this is phenomenal. And I salute you, brothers, to be properly vested in your communication, your skill set, and then preferably your knowledge, the knowledge in what you're giving to America. But hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 second.
Took me way back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain.
In the E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, where I have as my special guest, my brothers from Central State University alumni. I want to give it up to Mr. Aaron Zachary and also Jimmy Lee Tillman, the second in the building. All right. All right, and also got Lisa Stewart in the building. Lisa, where you at? I know you somewhere. I know it's too hot for TV right now. We going in. Where you at, sis? And also, I want to just definitely got to bring one of my other moderators in the building. She goes hard. B. Led Grow, a.k.a. Little Girl, Dr. Angela Marie Shuttlesworth is in the building. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. How you doing, sis? What's going on? Did you hear me?
I'm over here working hard for small businesses in South Florida, so I won't be able to talk as much. Just hoping that we can actually have some honest and very clear conversation between the different thoughts, that everybody's able to respect each other, and we can actually use this time to learn and grow together. That would be really awesome.
All right. Say no more. Okay. Thank you very much. And I have a question. I have a question for Mr. Tillman, sir. Jimmy Lee.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's talk about something that I really, and maybe Mr. Zachary can, you know, key in on this for me. I had this question. How do you feel about the thought of our 45th practicing with this drug, hydroxychloroquine? It's being supposed to be able to treat the coronavirus, and they've been giving it to inmates and things of that nature. What are y'all two thoughts on that? Zach, you can go first, and then I'll let
you go first.
Well, it was a malaria drug. It was well, it's unproven, and now the numbers are rolling in, and the cases and the mortality rate is going up with use of this drug right now, because it was never designed for this particular strand of the coronavirus, period. And so here's the thing about it. Anytime you get rid of a unit that was put in place to actually address these conditions that we're in right now, you're going to be piecemealing together a treatment regimen anyway. So I think, like everything else that they've done, it's been kind of rushed and haphazard, which is why you haven't had results and effects. And you won't have them that fast, because they don't come down the pike that fast. But had we not scrapped the pandemic unit that was put in place, we could have actually caught this at an earlier date. Now, if you go back to Jay Johnson, the outgoing director of Homeland Security, the week before the Trump administration actually came into office, he personally oversaw a pandemic response with them and left them with a plan in place. Now, I watched this interview, and the thing about it is that if he were willing to go on the public record and say that, if they were to call him back to the Hill, he would have to attest to that very fact. So, again, when you get rid of the science and you put the bluff and the blowhard in place, this is what you run into. Because, like I said before, facts are stubborn things. So, to the malaria drug, no, I'll say no. It didn't work then, it won't work now.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Tillman.
My turn. Well, I think right now, since everyone is fearful for their lives and scared to go outside and there's no cure, let's get this drug out here and save lives right now. So why if you want to wait time and people are dying, you can wait time, like my man saying. But right now, people are frightened and scared to death. And if we got a cure that can cure this disease, let's get out there. And there's only way, and one way to make sure it works is to get out to the public. And the public is dying. We ain't got no time to wait. Now, if you want to wait, go on ahead and wait. But people are dying right now. And if those people who just want Trump to fail and want to blame on last year's administration, people are dying right now, and they came up with a drug to try to stop this death rate, let's get out here and save lives. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, and the notion to that, I have to say, past administration under Barack Obama, I believe he did leave in place the mere fact that we could encounter this pandemic. Pandemic.
Now, I don't want to go, go to China. We're going to China right now. If you want to go to China, if anybody's saying that American drug on the American population, everybody knows it came from China. We did everything, shut the borders down. We didn't cause xenophobic. We doing all sitting stuff down from Europe. We did everything that we put in place, and because of the Trump hating situation, and everybody's saying open the borders with these Mexicans and all these foreigners coming with these diseases. We said they had diseases. Y'all say he was racist. Shut the borders down from China. Y'all say xenophobic. Come on now. The man can't win for lose. So we can go on head on. But at the end of the day, y'all can't stand the man regardless of the fact. You can stand, the drug out here right now to cure people. Let's get the drug out here to cure people. Whatever happened in the past, people are dying right now. There's a drug out there that can cure people. Let's cure people and stop arguing. You're arguing because you want people to die. You want people to live. Drug out there for people to live. That's all you got to do. It's happened, and it's going on right now. People are dying. The drug keeps people out here. We can argue about the drug to save lives. It's what side are you on? The argument
it's
side
not
saving lives.
Lives.
That's
all the drug is not working. The drug doesn't work.
How do you know if the drug has failed the test? Look, if it failed,
what you gonna do? No. Because it was never marketed for this particular disease. Why would you take it off the market?
Oh my God!
Excuse me, Mr. Tillman. In order for us to work, gentlemen, I want to say let's be respectful of time, because people cannot hear. I'm getting notes on my phone. I like to say, say it 30 seconds.
There's those who want this drug to be out there. I'm going to be on the camp of get the drug out there to save lives. I ain't going to hear about nobody saying don't save no lives. Anything else about not saving no lives, they can take that and go from there. If you want to save lives, just try to save lives. People don't want to take penicillin back in the day. Penicillin is saving lives. Come on now. If you want to get a drug out to save lives, you got to save some lives. So you can go in and argue about it because this Trump put it out there late, man. They people are dying. You need help out here. That's all I'm saying. You're going to go sit and be hateful. We got to save lives.
Jimmy Lee, Lisa Stewart, go ahead.
I want to ask a question because, you know, like I said, I consider myself a left-wing Democrat. So certain things I believe in that Trump might do, certain things I don't. Is that true with you, Mr. Tillman? Because it seems like you're all in whatever this man says is gospel. And that's, I think, what the problem is. We can be against and for some things he says.
Well, it puts like this. I'm going to put it like this. I don't believe in nothing the Democrats stand for, flat out being a black historian, how the whole party came into existence. I was a Democrat. Now, historically, I know they never had black people in mind, but I ain't going to say that because I was in the same ship. Now, as my Christian faith, I don't believe in turning no boys into girls like the Equality Act the Democrats are passing. I don't believe in that. I believe in marriage to be one man, one woman. The Democrats don't believe in that. I don't believe in same-sex bathrooms. The Democrats believe in that. I don't believe in killing babies. The Democrats believe in that. So let me tell you something. You will never catch me in a camp with any camp that goes against God. No matter what y'all want to say or believe in it, I'm telling you right now, those laws are ungodly laws. Anybody who rides with ungodly laws is riding with all day long. And I'll ride with anybody that stands with God's laws, no matter how they look and no matter what they're going for. Y'all can ride some baby killing, boy training, trainees, sack marrying, lesbians, all sack, all y'all ride that on your own too. I believe in God, man and woman, God loving child, and no matter what y'all say, that's what they pass it. And y'all stand with that. Y'all know it. No matter what y'all say on this phone, all y'all know it. And y'all can argue what you want with some racist stuff, but look what they're doing to y'all children right now. Cutting little boys to girls, cutting girls' titties up, having boys play girls' basketball sports. That's the Equality Act. The former lives that they want to get rid of that. Come on, let's be real. These laws they passing. That's how they stick to people. And y'all know it.
Okay.
Y'all argue with all
so,
y'all want
that,
to. But Jimmy Lee wrote
the
DOP. And it's not about what Trump says. It's what God says. That's all I got to say.
That doesn't answer the question. I asked you, do you ever think that this man gets
it
wrong?
It does answer the question.
Because you can't be
100%
unless it's
it does answer the question. There's nothing that Trump has passed. There's nothing that Trump has passed that has not benefited my people thus far. Every time I played through seven, I paid you 6 minutes and 49 seconds of rights and benefits that we have gotten that we always asked for that we never got. We've been asking for criminal justice reform for 12 years. We got it. I know y'all don't care about it. Over 90% of people who got arrested for getting out of a criminal for a first step are black. Listen, I'm not going on. I'm looking at the benefits that we've been crying for years and years. We get y'all can hate the man because Hillary can beat Hillary all y'all want to. I'm looking at the here and right now what I'm getting. I ain't got no eyes.
I think
the issue
is that
I'm looking at what I'm getting. I'm looking at what
we're not
getting.
We're not one-sided.
Listen,
I can listen to him and say, Trump is right about this.
Okay. All right. Jimmy. This is how we got to do it for the rest of
the day. Y'all benefit from that, y'all. All right. Y'all benefit from Lincoln freeing slaves, and he Lincoln, they're like niggas, everybody benefits from that. So we love that man, because that's what it benefits. You get your benefits, you get what you got. When the president gives you something that you've been asking for, we've been asking to get crack, cocaine, disparages, since Joe Biden put that in office. We've been asking to get rid of that, we finally got rid of it. Since Joe Biden put all this, kill your babies. Listen here. I don't care if y'all hate Trump. I ain't trying to tell y'all to vote for Trump. Y'all can vote for the people killing, man to man, all those people, y'all vote. That's what they stand for. You can ride that all you want to. I don't want to bring the faith to the game. I want to keep it set on black issues. So y'all, see, don't say what a man going. I'm going with God. God says,
Jimmy,
a man to the woman,
Jimmy Lee,
on alive. And baby,
we're going
alive. Stop putting baby on 9 months. I'm just saying, y'all, look it up.
Hold on a second. Jimmy Lee, let somebody ask you a question and let's try to let's stay under the protocol, the 30-second rule, because we go over and we stepping on people. And my phone, I'm getting calls from text messages from the head office. So let's be mindful of that one another, and let's be cognizant of everybody's feelings, and don't get uptight on rebuttals, y'all. Come on, work with me.
Okay, I got one question, Sean. I got one question, and I'll be done with this entire conversation. I've got one question I want to ask. Does this virus have a political affiliation? Does it have a political affiliation? Does it care about black, white, transgender, straight, gay, Hispanic? Does it have a race, or does it attack one race, the human race? That's all I'm asking.
No, please repeat it again.
Okay, does this virus have a political affiliation?
Ask me a question.
We can discuss policy all you want. Right now, let's just talk about how we got here and how we get out of here.
Listen. If you say the drug ain't got no political affiliation, I say put the drug out there. Let's see if it has political affiliation. Okay, let's see if it works. Let's see if it works on Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters. Let's find out. Let's just try to save some lives with the drug, okay? Let's try to save some lives. That's what I'm saying.
There's no
save
such
lives.
Thing as a gay disease, Jim. There's
let's
no
save
such
some
thing
lives.
As a gay virus.
Let's save some lives. Let's save some lives. Get the drug out there.
Right.
Let's save some lives.
Jim, there's no such thing as a gay virus.
Excuse me. Jimmy, you got time. Listen, hold on. Bring the smoke. Come on. Let's go. Let's talk about
there's
let's talk
no
about
such
Joe
thing
Biden.
As a gay
the crime
virus.
These passes, I'm going to vote for. You got two options, Joe Biden or Trump. And evidently, all y'all vote for Joe Biden. That's all I'm saying. It's two options, Joe Biden or Trump. And y'all know Joe Biden's background. That's where we at right now. America. No, black America. Y'all know Trump. I played through what he did. And y'all going to vote for Joe Biden to get y'all three strikes of y'all crime bill. It's where we at in America. It's where we at now. I ain't asking y'all to go. I'm just telling y'all where we at. And this is where y'all at. It's where I'm at. And I know Joe Biden put the crime bill out there, the bankruptcy bill out there. All your whole lives are messed up for Joe Biden. He has destroyed all our whole centuries and generations. Y'all can look at it. Y'all know that. And it's Joe Biden. Trump
and you,
for Joe
and,
Biden
and,
all day
and,
long.
And Jim, you've been such a historian.
You forgot
Trump all
day long.
Trump
no
the rest
you. Of
the
no done to. No one's done to us. 30 seconds up.
Okay.
All right. So let's rank this course.
I'm done.
Hey, Jimmy. Can you kind of breathe, bro? I got people that want to ask questions, and you just want to see if we can just a quick yes or no. I generally without you know you getting you know because
right,
we want to make sure that you're good. I know you said bring the smoke. Come on, bro.
Listen. I'm Jimmy Lee. Say no, I'm Jimmy Lee. Hold on. Don't y'all know I'm Jimmy Lee?
He like the smoke, guy. You like the smoke.
Jimmy Lee,
homie. I'm the only
one that wants the smoke.
Jimmy Lee,
come on. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, bro, we love you. For God, for Central State, y'all. Let's take one of these bills here so we can be on next week. Hold on, y'all.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night. And Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! Joyfulexpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Hey, I have a caller in. I believe it's 310. Andrea Harkless, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session. You got a question for one of my guests, for Mr. Zachary or Mr. Tillman.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Well,
yes.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome to the show.
That's such a... a Republican supporter. He said he don't believe in nothing about the Democrats. I don't believe in anything about the Republicans. All they do is get money up to the top and try to figure out a way to steal it. Look at behind the scene negotiations.
That's true.
Donald Trump knew that this virus was out last year, and he did absolutely nothing. The first thing he did when he got into office is got rid of the pandemic team that President Obama put in office. All he's done is running around trying to get rid of everything, trying to erase President Obama, bottom line. And to speak about that medication, the medication is dangerous. That medication is dangerous. And they're not going to tell you who died on it.
What's the question? You're not
give me
Trump,
the question,
so
Andrea.
You don't like Trump.
I want you to do the statement.
Listen, I like Trump.
Okay, this is the question. Since he's so against Democrats that put everything in place for the less fortunate people, but all of the Republican supporters are using the benefits.
Taking falls out of household welfare. Listen.
All of the services.
Everybody's gonna call. All you callers calling in. I'm gonna take the calls. So I know y'all want to get y'all. I hate Trump. MSNBC, CNN, little arm.
I didn't say I hate Trump. I've been knowing about Trump since the 80s.
Joe Biden.
You keep talking about Joe Biden. Explain Republican.
Okay, Lisa. Let Lisa Stewart. Lisa Stewart. Hold on, Lisa Stewart.
Jimmy, I think you're misunderstanding. No one here said they hated Trump. But we want what I want. Now, I'm not going to speak for everybody else. I want to understand why is it that it has to be all Trump all day and you can't even listen to anything else that's happening because Jim Jones Town where you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
They said the same thing about me. I heard the same thing. They said the same thing about me when I was Republican. When I was Republican, I voted for Obama. They asked me this: why all you black folks always follow Obama like you get the Kool-Aid? Everything you say, you can't do no wrong. What's the difference? You didn't feel that you was in a cult when Obama was president. You didn't feel it whatsoever. When he comes out, you didn't feel nothing whatsoever like that. You felt proud for being American because you had a black man being president. You just felt like you was no coach, and there was nothing that Obama could do was wrong. But listen, there was nothing Obama could do was wrong. So point blank, in all black folks' eyes, he can't do no wrong. To me, that's more the side of a coach than me saying I got criminal justice and black college funding for somebody, and black lives was not screaming they matter in front of me like they did with Obama. So all I'm saying is this: I'm getting what I asked for out of administration. No matter who it is, what I demand of criminal justice, I got it. Black College funding, I got it. First Step Act, I got it. Opportunity Zones, I got it. Prayer Back to Schools, I got it.
Let me
those
ask
things
you
that
this.
I wanted.
I just want to know.
I want it.
Hear
that I got. Those are things that I
Hey, Jimmy, let her ask your question.
I still need to hear you answer my question because you have not. Who you think? Because I can tell
no,
you.
No, how about this? I ride or die.
See, that's the problem. We're not out here like that. We should be in one. That's why two parties was created, so that we can take the wrong and the good and the bad. No, people can tell you things that. You know, I wasn't open to the bathroom.
Y'all hypocritical. Y'all hypocritical. Hey, listen, let somebody think about Obama and y'all about to go for a fight. Y'all going to split a fight. That's not a cult. That's not culture. Come on now.
You sounded like Trump.
Y'all not being fair. Anybody going to sit here and just black and stand there and ride it down Obama? Come on now. Come on,
Jim.
Jimmy.
Hey, Jim, listen, man. I understand you can take the bully pulpit and run with it if you want to. But here's the thing about it. You just stay on that treadmill and you keep repeating the same talking point. You actually are doing the same thing that right-wing media machine that I apparently you drunk the Kool-Aid on the right. And it sounds pretty much like it because you got the thing that if you just keep repeating the point that it's going to somehow manifest itself and come to fruition. That's not the way the real world works. So let's talk about the real world right now. Are you familiar with Citizens United, Jim? Let me talk to you if you're not. The ruling came down in 2010. It came from the Supreme Court. And what it said is that corporations had the same amount of voice as the First Amendment that they could put untold amounts of money into an election. Let me ask you one question. Did your vote by the White House, or because I don't think you were a billionaire the last time I checked the Forbes list. I did not see Jimmy Kimmel's name on there. But what I will say is this right here. Every Fortune 5 and every multinational corporation on planet Earth is now allowed to dump untold amounts of money into each presidential candidate's copper. So I believe then democracy was put up for sale in 2010. This is where I stand on Citizens United, if you want to check the ruling. But my position is this right here with you, Jim. You cannot just speak a point into existence. It does not work that way. We're talking about a matter of policy and how we apply that policy right now. We're not talking about did you get the things you wanted at the time you wanted it. Blacks were marching these things in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. So it's not like Trump came along, a lifelong Democrat, by the way, who converted at the age of 65. So you believe that he had a come-to-Jesus moment at the age of 65, or did he just see a big opening? Which one do you think it was? Because up to the age of 65, your guy was a strong Democratic supporter. Your guy
so
supported every Democratic candidate all the way up to the age of 65.
So
what did he do with his mouth?
So
he did it with his checkbook. What he did
so
with his checkbook. And with
so
the help of Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch, also did was manipulated a media machine and came up with a bunch of clever, sticking, easy-to-remember talking points. Very easy to remember, no substance, and drive them home. And it sounds like you've been doing a good job at that this evening. So, again, I'm saying, do you think if you just repeat a thing enough, because if that's the case, to everybody listening right now, go to bed tonight and say, I will wake up with $1 million in the morning. I will wake up with $1 million in the morning. But if you don't, please call back next Wednesday and tell me what happened. Because you're not going to just be able to bully this audience into believing that since you voted for Trump, we all drunk the Obama Kool-Aid. No, that's not the case. I have no problem with the word politician if they have substance. But the word politician comes from the root of the word policy. What policy did Donald John Trump run on that you were so enamored with? What policy did he enact that just blew you away? Policy, what piece of bedrock legislation did he take the bull pulpit and go coast to coast and campaign on?
Build the wall.
Okay. He said he was not going to have sex bathroom. Hold on.
Because,
same sex bathroom.
Okay, that's an ideological issue, Jim.
No, you asked.
But this Constitution,
me,
this country affords us the right
to have
a separate opinion.
I gave you an answer. Hold on.
Let's hear his rebuttal.
My man. Listen. I was not with same sex bathrooms. He campaigned on it.
Okay.
I was with that. I'm with you, my man. Maybe you want your daughter to go to a bathroom with a man. Maybe that's you. Maybe y'all don't want to go to a bathroom with a man. That's y'all. Not me. See, that's not me.
Okay.
I don't believe in those companies, homeboy. I'm sorry. Listen,
let me ask you this. Okay, let's look at the president right now. You don't believe in these things, right? So answer me this. Why did Donald Trump befriend Steve Rubell?
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Donald Trump and Steve Rubell, why were they good friends? And if you keep wondering who Steve Rubell is,
why
that was the extremely gay owner of Studio 54 in New York City, where Trump was a regular fixture, and he and the owner were great friends, and they were gay. And he was gay. And Steve Rubell was gay. He died from AIDS. And he and Donald Trump were great friends. They were, no. Answer the question if he was so gifted.
Why does Trump always talk about Obama? Why he always talk about Obama? He makes me so sick when he talk about Obama. Why he talking about Obama? Please have him stop talking about Obama. We didn't drink the Kool-Aid. We don't want to talk about Obama. Man, stop crying. Slow up.
I don't care who Donald Trump
just doesn't
have
to say.
All right, gentlemen. I have a question for you now. I have a question for you now, y'all. Just rock with me, rock with me. How can we?
Hey, Sean, I want to smoke. Get the horn.
My question, I know you like to smoke, Jimmy. We're going to give you, I believe Mr. Zachary is going to give you all the smoke you need. And Lisa Stewart.
Listen, I got some for your guest. Please, I got my music.
Okay, go ahead, Jimmy.
And listen, everybody, this is everybody out here.
Was that a song?
Muted.
You were my lover. Used to be one of my best friends. Someone I really loved to talk to. When my day was coming, but I know we had to grow apart.
I wish you would have told me before.
But I never knew things would get so hard. And I'll always love you for who you
unmuted.
Just
Nice, nice. Welcome back to the Real Sean Ross live radio talk show and jam session. Hey, I have two questions that we definitely got to pose a bidding Mr. Zachary and Mr. Jim Lee in the hot seat. I'm going to ask the first question to Mr. Zachary, and I'm going to have Mr. Zachary pose that same question as a topic to Mr. Tillman. And then Lisa is going to do the same thing, ask Mr. Tillman a question for Mr. Zachary to answer, to elaborate and answer. And this question I'm posing to Mr. Zachary and pose to Mr. a question to Mr. Tillman. Let's be respectful because I don't have that much time. I want to be clear and present danger. Clear and present. Listen to me, clear and present danger. I'm thinking about watching a movie, eating popcorn with Mama Glow after this. But hey, the question is to Mr. Zachary, as we entered our hot seat segment. Okay, the question is about Corona and negligence. Mr. Zachary, you have the floor to pose that question, Mr. Tillman.
Okay. My take on the coronavirus and the response, Sean, I'm going to ask you a question. You're familiar with the greater Cincinnati area. There's a theme park down there by the name of Kings Island. To any of your listeners that have never gone to Ohio, here's the deal. Every year before they open that amusement park, any amusement park in the United States for that matter, they have to do a safety inspection on those rides, right? And they have to check those rides. And if when they check those rides, they're found to be unsafe, they have to shut that ride down. Because if not, then what happens is that the park and whoever the company that operates that ride is found to be negligent, correct? Okay. Here's the question then, because one of your callers made a point about the response to this virus. Now, here's the thing. The intelligence community in Washington, D.C., had started to put the Trump administration, the current administration, on notice as far back as November, up to a point to 85% of his daily intel brief. Now, what they've got in the White House in every presidential administration is a person called the gister. What the gister does is compile all of the intel from every threat all over the world, and they put it into one small brief, and they present it every morning to the president 7 days a week. Now, if 80% of your brief consists of one topic, and while it all consists of this topic, you still ignore it. I'm asking you, just like that amusement park ride, would you be brought up in a private sector? Would you be brought up on charges of gross criminal negligence if you knowingly ran a roller coaster that you knew was going to jump the track? If it were a private sector, would you be brought up on charges, civil and criminal?
Mr. Tillman?
Okay. Now, that corona.
The question is would you be brought up on charges? Rides.
They might call it rides. You're saying rides? I don't know if they're rides, but May 1st here in Chicago, Illinois, the Thompson Center, meet Jimmy Lee Tillman at 12 o'clock as we come outside for freedom and shut back, take back our government. As we're going to tell Illinois and our governor, Jim Thompson, we went outside. We ain't getting coronavirus. That's right. Meet Jim Pritzker. Meet Jimmy Lee, 12 noon at the Thompson Center, May 1st on May Day. If they're talking about lock us down in June, excuse me, people. If they're talking about lock us down in June, the riot will start. Now, what's the coronavirus, my friends? Oh, the coronavirus, these riots we're doing. Let me tell you something. Freedom or death. That's what I'm talking about. One day they're going to tell you, they tell us we can't go to churches no more. They tell us we can't go outside no more. Let me tell you something. You give your rights to freedom. That's on you, black man. I'm riding May 1st with everybody. If you want to come out and get your freedom on May 1st with Jimmy Lee here in Chicago at the Thompson Center. We ain't looking for no, we don't block the traffic. We ain't trying to cause no something. We're going to let no, listen, wear your mask, don't wear your mask. We don't care. We want the governor to know that we, hey, we ain't on house arrest. You can't lock us in. We let these other little city scared to go outside. But I'm going to let you know. Oh, we're on a coronavirus, my fault.
Right now, Sean, what I'm not trying to do is check for the moral compass of this country right now. We're not asking for your moral compass right now. I'm asking one question. So I'll take it as they, he didn't have an answer. And just like most people on the right, see, the problem that happens to my party, what I find on the left is this right here. We don't fight as hard as they do. So what we're going to do is we're going to counterpunch with a lot of facts. And then we're
going
to go on to talking points. sound like what they are. You know, but Sean, always remember this, and all the rest of your listeners. Some people just like doing stuff. It's like being in a rocket chair. You're doing something. You're just not going nowhere, right? And that's what's taking place on the other side of this conversation. You're saying something. You just ain't got a destination. What I'm trying to give you is a finishing point. And what I'm asking you again, is it or is it not negligence if you knowingly commit to an act that will endanger the public? That's the question.
Jimmy Lake, that's the question. Then Lisa, because of time, Lisa's going to ask you a question next for Mr. Zachary. Go ahead, answer the question,
Jimmy. I'm going to church Sunday, and you lock me up for going. I'm going to church Sunday, lock me up for going to worship my God. End of discussion. I'm going to church Sunday, lock me up for worship my God. End of discussion.
Okay, so that's the question. Okay, Lisa. Lisa, go ahead. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, my question, Mr. Tillman, is, you know, these orders were put in place by your president first. Was it correct when he told you not to come outside, but then when he switched it and gave the responsibility to somebody else, that's when the problem started? Can you explain that to me? Because these are actually his orders that he put in first.
Let's go with the xenophobic European ban that he put in place in December that everybody was tripping on. And then when he put the ban in China, everybody was tripping on. Listen, there was things that we put in place because he was Trump. The media jumped on it like the evil man until this virus came out. This is why we're not as going as crazy as other countries are, because we put the draconian plans that y'all said he put in earlier by locking down the borders, banning travel for these foreign countries that y'all said that it's called SO countries that y'all put on back in the day, so we put a good plan in. So, next question.
So the answer to your question, ma'am, was no.
You're not going to get an answer.
He put a good plan in to shut the virus down because it killed more countries than it did us, because all the draconian xenophobic plans he put in, like banning countries, because y'all said he knew already from the past Obama administration, but we stopped putting those plans
let me
in. Everybody's looking at me. But next question.
Let him rephrase the question.
Try to answer the question, Jimmy.
If Trump comes out tomorrow and says, I want everybody to stay in for another 3 weeks, are you willing to stay in for another 3 weeks?
Let me understand the question first. Hold on. Let me make sure I understand the question, because I may have asked the wrong question, and I don't want to come across like argument.
Okay.
I'm trying to, you know, give square. We'll talk.
Is the question
you asking me that his border laws in place that he put in, they were not sufficient to stop this crisis? Is that what you're asking me?
No, not at all.
I'm asking the question.
Repeat the question, please, Lisa.
Trump put into place, these are the president's orders, that he said everybody goes into quarantine. He came on the news and he said that. He said, stay in. We're going to flatten out the curve. And everybody was fine with that. So my question is it switched because it went over to the governor's now? Because these are his orders.
Okay, listen, I'm so sorry. And that's such an excellent question. And I thank you for asking me that question. This is the most intellectual question I got all day. Sorry, Zach. Listen, it's about states' rights always.
That's the 10th Amendment, Jim.
You asked me if I disagree with you. Somebody asked me earlier if there's anything that I disagree with Trump for, and that was one, because I don't believe that the federal government should come into states and dictate what the states should do. So when he went into that, a lot of us did go angry on that point. And so he put in guidelines for the state, because that's what the federal government is supposed to do, is put in guidelines for the state to follow. They're not supposed to tell how states run their laws. So it's upon the state governors, because the governors are the presidents of their state, and they enact their laws. So you got state house, state congressman, you got your own little nation in your own state. So the president cannot tell states what to do. That's how we got, see, it was difficult for us to get our civil rights back through
From a big government, and then he swung all the way around to 10th Amendments, to states having their own individual collective rights. So now is it going to be large government or small government? Because if it stays in the 10th Amendment, then the checks should have never gone out to all 50 states. So you can never say it's
great.
Small government, 10th Amendment states' rights, and then you say at the same time, everybody got a check. That flies in the face.
That's
how
they get mad.
Great.
But in the end, it's states' rights.
No matter you can argue about it, but in the end, it's states' rights, and the government's got to set up guidelines. What I was trying to do in the little 9 minutes that I had was give you an example about the government enacting the rights for all states to follow. It was called the Interstate Commerce Act, and that was the act that made us be able to eat at the restaurants, because at that time, states had rights, and the government cannot tell the state how to govern themselves. So we enacted the Interstate Commerce Act for that law to make sure that we were able to sit at the right that we got. So we got to understand how the big government and the small government. So I'm trying to use an example, homeboy. But in the end, the government has control of the state. The only reason we got our freedom rights was that the state government came by certain laws that they had to enact by Congress, homeboy. That's all I'm saying. But we can argue big and small. But in the end, to answer the question, the governors run the state, dog. That's all I'm saying. Next question.
Okay, hold on a second,
the views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Okay, Lisa, do you have a question for Mr. Zach?
Well, actually, I just want to say, I'm actually relieved to hear that Mr. Tillman can say that he didn't agree with Trump on one thing. So that gives us hope that we can all come together as a whole nation and get this country together. I don't believe that Trump supporters could only see one way. So I do appreciate that answer.
Okay, I have a question, and I want everybody to chime in. All right, Jimmy Lee, Mr. Zachary, Lisa, and Andrea, everybody on the phone. What can we do to come together as a whole on one accord, one sound, one drum beat to make a positive impact into the life of others during this time?
Put your computer down and go to the library. Read. Use your brain.
Okay.
Use your search engine. Use the world's first search engine. Use the Dewey Decimal System. Go in the library, pull out an index card, go get a book, research your own information. Learn to think for yourself. That's what we can do. And then we can come back to the table again and have a dialogue. But at the end of the day, what we're not going to be able to do is advance these ideologies. Because, Sean, when I came on this radio show tonight, God knows I didn't want to come on here and go back and forth with Jim about a bunch of nothing. But at the same time, what I'm not going to do is listen to a lot of gibberish when you got facts staring you right in the face. At the end of the day, we all stuck in the house. And you can't deny that fact.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I got friends that are near and dear to me that are losing their family members as we speak. A man that I love dearly just lost his life to this battle in the last 2 weeks. We couldn't even bury that man. So at the end of the day, what I'm not going to do is listen to this kind of stuff. Because this does me no good, and I don't think it does anybody else any good. At the end of the day, what we have had historically in the United States of America, is one answer, one cohesive plan from the federal government anytime we were in a national crisis. So we have never made the states, all 50 of them, piecemeal together a response. So we're living through history right now. The last time this country was this divided, we fought it out.
Okay, can I go down?
Church.
Well, listen.
Go ahead, Jim.
This answer might shock you. or this answer might shock you, but I'm going to go elite just on everybody right now. All of us are going to go elite. I figure it's for the Black Boule, all you Greek letter organizations and stuff like that, that, you know, took those little, which our shields say, uplift, whatever those things do. If they enact, if they say their policies, we got a brain trust of Black people that come out of college every year. We got all these Black, quote-unquote, boules and all these groups and sides and stuff like that. If they literally take upon their oaths and stuff they do, their charity, faith, humanity, like that, and go back to the community and take back what they learn, each one, teach one, we can start right there. If we as an elite, educated, elect, can go back into communities and show those people how education is valuable, then that's how we come together in one accord. First thing we got to do is change everybody's educational mindset. You know, everybody can't be Malcolm X and get street knowledge if you know everything, just like that.
Well,
I'm saying everybody got
to be
defined. We got
two different things.
Only then can I think that we come together in one accord, because we do have a system in check. We do have elite players already. We have organizations that they come together and be them and become the organization they are meant to be. We just put together all this we already have together. It's already in place. And then from that point on, we can do something with the community, because we all have people we can look up to, and we need to be those people we look up to and just come back to the community. That's how I feel we can do it. All politics aside, all things aside, we have organizations already in place, Alpha, Kappa, Sigma, Q's, Zeta, Iota, I mean, up and down the line, Elite Nine, Nathan, Eastern Star. We have people in order that if they just do what they said they were going to do and enact that, then I believe our race will be like it was back in the golden days when Black America was great. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You got to take me down the road. Don't leave FD like that. Lisa Stewart.
SG Roll in the building. SG Roll in the building.
Your thoughts, Lisa.
Anybody else?
Lisa?
I.
Andrea. Lisa, go
I
ahead.
Just,
who is that?
Okay.
I'll let Andrea go.
Andrea, is that Ebony?
Okay. I still believe what Dick Gregory said, knowledge is powerful. But when you get the knowledge, you also have to be able to understand it and interpret in the right way. Sometimes they say half right and then go to wrong. So we just have to teach the people. Like I say, read more. I believe in that. And overall, Tupac said back in 97 why Trump should not be president. Now go look his video up.
Okay. Lisa?
Did
I get it? Lisa Stewart.
No.
I don't know what my sister said. I know you work.
Yeah.
But I think people have to be a little more open-minded on both sides, I'll say that, because, the political arena now has turned into the Bloods and Crips. You see, when walking down the street, you go attack it. And right. We shouldn't be on that mentality in the White House. It should be a little more flexible. People should be able to listen to each other. And without saying, oh, they're fake media, oh, they're picking on me. It's not about picking on anybody. It's about coming together and trying to come up with a solution. But I definitely always will say education is the key.
I don't know.
United we stand, divided we fall. United we stand, divided we fall. United we stand, divided we fall. And my thing is, one, if you stay prayed up, take heed and responsibility and ownership, I think that we can make it together as a cohesive unit, as a cohesive team. And if we knew better, we would do better, but we would do more than just do better. We would embrace better.
And, I agree.
Those are some of my thoughts. So before we get out of here, I want to thank everybody for being part of the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show Special Edition, Jimmy Lee Uncut, with special guests Mr. Aaron Zachary, Andrea Harkless, and, of course, co-host extraordinaire, Miss Lisa Stewart. I thank everybody. I want to thank Omarosa for jumping in.
I want to thank B-Led Grow, Dr. Angela Marie Shellsworth, for checking in. I want to give a special out to Ebony Tillman, checking in at Simigan Maru, and again, all my marauders out there checking in. I want to say I love y'all. I want to give everybody a chance to do a quick tag. Lisa, give me your tag.
Celebrity
teen scene. Celebrity teen scene. Okay, all right. Jimmy Lee, give me your tag.
Oh, please don't talk about Obama. Oh, he's my president. I drunk the Kool-Aid. Alcohol.
This boy just don't stop. You don't get it. All right, Andrea, what's your tag?
I'm just Andrea. I just believe in what's fair.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay. Mr. Zachary, your tag.
Everybody stay safe, stay home, don't run outside, because the only difference between now and the day this thing started is the date on the calendar. They don't have a cure, they don't have a plan in place. So follow your gut instinct. If you don't hear anything down the pipe about a cure coming out or a vaccine, just go with your gut on this thing. That's it.
All right. And, hey, one thing we should do, wear a mask, wash your hands for 20 seconds, wash your feet for 20 seconds, and most important, wash your ass. And due to the fact that it's a lot of people celebrating the remembrance of one of the baddest artists that ever hit the hemisphere, from Indianapolis, Minnesota, right? Prince. If you didn't get a chance to see his 2-hour special yesterday, it was phenomenal. And as we exit out of here, I want everybody to just enjoy and just, you know, I'm going to put a little Prince for y'all. All right, here we go, y'all. Thank y'all. Tune in next week on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. All right. Well, we might see the most beautiful soul sister, Lisa Ray, in the building. Peace.
Non-stop boogie.
Whenever I feel like giving up, whenever my sunshine turns to rain, whenever my hopes and dreams are aimed in the wrong direction, she's always
the middle of a mean mix.
The Real Sean Ross Talk Show.
KEWRDB.